this was an absolute either genius or stupid idea.
Okay.
It's 99.7 DJX. And I'm talking about the fact that the president of Burger King decided to put his cell phone on the internet and say, hey, call me if you've got any sort of like feedback. And I'm just sitting here going,
this is a very undercover boss move kind of a thing.
Yeah, and I'm just sitting here going, he is setting himself up to go through hundreds of different things.
Hey there, Tom at Burger King.
Hi, Tom at Burger King.
All right.
I appreciate you calling to share your thoughts on your BK experience or just on BK in general.
So again,
your feedback is really important.
Yeah, feedback's important. Yeah, how do you think he's actually going to get this?
But it also means that I can't.
He said he is.
And he says
every single call,
he's going to try to respond to every single one of these. This is a waste of his time.
Listening to every single
waste of his time.
I mean,
record your message after the beep, or you can text me at this number.
Oh, okay.
And we're going to get back to you as soon as possible.
As soon as you can.
Thanks again, and have a great day. Bye now.
All right, thank you, Tom. Yeah.
Okay, so what are you going to say?
Hey there, Tom.
Oh, God. What is that voice?
My name's Ben. This is Kelly.
Hey there. We're from Kentucky.
That's right.
There's no stereotypes here.
We live in Kentucky, and we have initials that would align perfectly with your organization. Ben and Kelly begins with B and K. Just like Burger King begins with B and K.
So we would like to be your spokespeople. Is this what you're going with? This is your pitch?
Sorry, Tom. Kelly sometimes talks to me not knowing that you can also hear her. She means well.
I feel like the 14 other messages you left before this one, though, is going to negate this whole idea.
Oh, wait. Sorry, Tom. We're still connected. We're going through a tunnel. Bye-bye.
Okay, Tom. Oh, no. Listen.
14 other. That is a bit exaggerating.
Oh, go back and listen to the tape at the beginning of the show, sir.
What do you mean? We spent
a good 20 minutes calling that poor man.
It was 15.
Whatever. Oh, my gosh. That's insane. When's our next meeting with our consultant? He's going to say, Ben, I feel like we need to talk about calling Tom.
Anyways, like I said, this is either genius because, one, we would never, ever, ever be talking about this.
Listen,
we would never even mentioned his name before.
Sure. Why are you calling again? You don't need to call again.
I just want to say I'm sorry.
The optics are that he cares. It's from the very top.
Sorry.
He cares about what you think about Burger King.
I'm just
Tom at Burger King.
Hi, Tom again.
You're stalking at this point.
Listen, he set himself up for this.
You're just going to abuse it?
No, I'm going to apologize for you.
Oh, for me? You're apologizing for me.
Yes, because you're married and you want to accept him as another lover.
That is not. Why are you doing that?
I'm going to tell him that.
Restraining order.
I'm going to tell him that.
I'm
telling him that.
Hang up. You're not. No.
You're not even listening to him.
You're wasting his time.
Bye now.
He wants genuine feedback.
Mm-hmm. Hey, Tom, how are you? It's Ben and Kelly again. We were going through a tunnel. I think we got cut off last time.
No, you hung up.
Hey, Tom, that's my partner there, not my lover, my partner, Kelly.
Oh, my gosh.
She thinks you sound nice.
I do not. He's a nice person, but we are not. This is, stop talking.
And I think she would like to ask you, but she's a little bashful if you'd like to take her as a lover. Even
Stop
though
she, talking right now.
She does. She does have a husband, but you know.
Tom, I'm happily married. He is off his rocker, and I'm sorry for my unhinged partner who is abusing his radio program right now by incessantly calling you and keeping you away from hearing actual messages from BK customers who are giving you actual feedback. I'm so sorry.
By the way, Tom, consider it. Ben and Kelly, BK, there you go. All right. Gotta go. We gotta go. Bye.
Oh, my God.
All right. So, anyways, he decided to put his number up there, and that's where we are.
You're going to be the reason why no one ever does that again. He had the purest of intentions. He's like, listen, I'm trying to tell you that I care. From the very top of the mountain of Burger King, I care about
you. Should I call him back one more time?
No! Hang up the phone!
All right, fine.
Do you see the way Ryan Smetzer is looking at us right now? What are you doing?
We're not even done yet. We've got another segment still to go.
He's ready to take over right now because of what you're doing.
Ryan is a deer in the headlights. He doesn't know what he... He doesn't know. All right, it's 99.7 DJX.